Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Technology is evil.
I tell you, I was like, what is going on? But we figured it out. Yay. I'm glad
Yay.
you had the moment to get on and do a girlfriend chat with me and give this a try. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So for my girlfriend, how was your day today, Tammy?
Busy. Sunday is one of my busiest days of the week.
Really? Yeah.
It is.
All day church, morning, evening.
Yes.
I remember those days. Well, I won't keep you long because I know you just was traveling in, but I really want to ask you this question, a burning question that's on my mind. After you told me, you had to tell us how many books. This is an author, everyone. This is Tammy Polk. And yeah, you have tell us how many books you have written, you have authored.
17
And
authored
what span
and
of time?
published September 2015 to December 2017.
Did y'all hear that, everybody? I can't believe it. When I saw that, my mouth just fell open. I can't even fathom it. I can't even understand it. But how in the world did you do that in the midst of homeschooling? So that's my question, what I want to know. How did you do that? How did you find the time to get your thoughts out while homeschooling?
Well, first of all, I learned very quickly to use my nights.
Okay.
Around this time, it's 9:01. I'm here where I am. Around this time, my house is still. My house is quiet, because my two youngest noisemakers are in the bed, and my husband is usually at work. He doesn't work on the weekend. And so once I have them down and I do the dishes, unless it's my oldest daughter's day, then she does the dishes.
Okay.
But that is my time. I will have something going on the TV, or I may be listening to music, and that will be writing time for me. Another thing is I always have a notebook on me so that when a thought comes or I get an idea, I can write it down. But I will say most of my 17 are situational. It can be a conversation I had, something that I watched on TV that bothered me. Because one thing about me is I do a lot of reflection journals. And just to give you an example, my very first book, From One King's Daughter to Another, was a collection of reflection journals that I wrote after being mad after watching Dr. Phil for 2 weeks straight.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So you process well through writing.
Yes. I probably buy anywhere from 25 to 75 spiral notebooks a school year.
Wow, just to write your thoughts out.
Just to write my thoughts out. If I'm in a funk or I'm having a bad day, I will literally grab a brand new notebook and write until my body takes a deep breath.
Wow, Tammy. So when you write all of these, are you the author, the writer, and the editor, and the everything, or do you put your thoughts on paper and then you go through an editor and they, what is your process to get these done so fast?
I am an all-in-one.
Okay.
But if it is something that I really need to be looked at, I have a team of preview readers.
Okay.
There are four ladies that I know. They live in four different places. And I will message them and say, hey, check your email. My latest project is out. Let me know what you think. And in turn, they receive, their books hot off the press.
Gotcha.
They
Gotcha.
get the first ones all signed and autographed and all that other good stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's beautiful. That's a good deal. And so, as one who desires to write, I guess because I don't process well through writing, after I get started, then I'm like, oh, okay, I've been writing too long. My hand is hurting. I don't have anything else to say. I mean, I'm not sure what my process is, and I'm really not sure my thoughts that I want to put in a book, but I do know I have a book desire to be written within me, you know? So, what are some tips if there's, other homeschooling moms out there who want, have that desire to write, maybe their story, their testimony, their journey, I mean, whatever. I mean, what tips can you give us?
Well, the first thing that I would say, which I tell everybody, you have to realize that content comes from everywhere.
Okay. Okay.
And that your story can save somebody's life, family, ministry, or business. So it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be flawless. You can tell as little of your story as you want, or as much of your story as you want. If you're not a sit down, hand write or type, kind of chick, turn on the voice recorder on your phone and just talk. And then either you can transcribe it yourself, or you can hire it out, to be transcribed, or if your kids are old enough, make them do it.
Well, why? I tell you make it seem so easy. So why do you hear of people who, they take off for months at a time and lock themselves away and they take months to write a book? What's the difference?
I have no clue. Honestly, when I hear that somebody says, oh, this book has been a year in the making, I'm like, what in the world took you so long? I had an author friend of mine. She's a book writing coach, and she says, Tammy, she says, I have something I've always wanted to ask you. And I said, shoot. And she says, if you are able to work uninterrupted, how long would it take you to complete a project? And I said, 2 weeks, three tops. And so I don't know what I don't know. And I'm telling you, I infuriate people. And I know this.
Okay. Yes, you do.
I like infuriate people, because I'm looking at it, just to give you an example, and I hope I don't go over time here, but I always have to tell this one when somebody asks me about writing a book. I was at a speaking engagement with my brother, and we were at a school, and one of the teachers was holding a copy of one of my books because she asked me if I was a writer as well. And so she's holding my book and she says, man, I want to write a book, but it just costs so much money to publish a book, and I don't have time, and I have my son and he's autistic, and I'm a teacher, and writing is just kind of a hobby, and I don't know what I would write about, and I don't know how to do anything else because I've been a teacher since I graduated from college, and I love my school. I've been here the whole time. The kids are great. They treat me nice. They pay me well. I'm good where I am. But I really want to write a book, but I just can't see how to get it done.
Yes.
And so I said to this lady as respectfully as I could, because I knew she was older than me, and I was 33 years old at the time, and this lady was 53. I told her that she didn't have an excuse.
Okay.
And she looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I told her, I said, if I can do it, you can. And she said, prove it. And I told her, I said, I substitute teach 5 days a week. I tutor 6 days a week. I run a homeschool parent co-op 2 days a week. I'm a married homeschooling parent of three children, two of whom have special needs, and my husband works overnight. I run two businesses of my own and co-manage the businesses of my brother, the one that was speaking, and my best friend. I wrote two books within 3 months of each other and didn't pay a dime to publish either one. You want to run that by me one more time? I said, and you're older than me.
Okay.
And she said, well, when you put it that way, I guess I really don't have an excuse. Okay. And I don't say that to brag, but I say that to let you know that it's possible. There's a difference.
Right, right. I hear you. Well, I believe you, because you have 17 books in your name in which you authored, edited, published all 17 in a 2 year. And that's a 2 year span, right? If I did my math correct.
Yes, 2 years and some change.
That's amazing. But you have proven that it can be done. And I think perhaps all those things, like what that person told you, is what many of us feel, all the, quote unquote excuses. They are, we need more time. We don't have time. We can't do it. We don't have the money. All of those things, which are those mountains, which can definitely cause us not to reach a dream just because we're believing all of those negative excuses. So, you just dispelled a whole lot right there, because there is no excuse. Maybe I don't know if it makes us feel good to have those excuses, or it causes us not to step out in such a unfamiliar territory to keep hanging on to those excuses. But if you've done it and you've proven that it can be done, and you're like, hey, just get over yourself and just do it if you want to do it, and be quiet. I guess that's basically what you're saying to me.
I try not to say it that way, but it just comes out.
I mean, I understand. That's it in a nutshell. You don't have to say it and fear hurt somebody's feelings. I'll say it because that's it basically. And so either you want to do it, you're gonna do it,
right? Because the thing is, you have to realize, like I said, that somebody needs your story. Somebody needs to know that they're not by themselves, that they're not alone. For instance, one of my Facebook friends, she started posting like this, the randomness her kid would say. And I said, you have a mom blog right there. I guarantee you, if you start putting out the stuff your kid is saying, it's another mama somewhere that's going to be like, oh my God, I thought my child was the only one. Fortunately, she listened to me.
Wow, good.
So, but the thing about this, and I mean, I've seen several others, just the homeschooling war stories, that you tell, to your support groups, or if you're in a group on Facebook and you go in there and vent, You know, you can write about your story, what happened, the advice you got, what worked and what didn't. That's a whole chapter right there.
Right. That's true.
The one book that I wrote on homeschooling, putting your choices in check, was a blog series that I did. I took that blog series, I, you know, formatted it and made it, you know, all margins and such so it'll fit on the paper. But I mean, it's maybe 20 pages. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be drawn out. It doesn't even have to be a print book. You can talk about one day in their life, write it up, load it to Amazon, charge 99 cents for it, and keep it pushing.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very easy. Very easy. I mean, not a very difficult process, which we often have in our brains, which also reflects what many people feel about homeschooling. When you don't know something, you make it bigger than life in your own mind's eye, your own perception. And it's just you making something huge, big, you know, gigantic. And it's not even that, right?
It's really not.
You just broke it down. You just simplified it. And you just made it just like, okay, boom, 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 here, done. Very good, Tammy. Thank you. Thank you. That was my burning question. So as we have our interview next week and people want to know how in the world you wrote 17 books in 2.5 or so year time frame, I'm just going to point them right to this podcast where you just spill all the beans. So thank you, Tammy, for taking time out to have this girlfriend chat here on Girlfriend's Guide to Homeschooling. And it's always fun, you know, it's just like we're talking on the phone and connecting. Yes. So I love it. I love it. So I look forward to our interview. I think it's next week it is. And
right, it is.
Dig a little deeper and on the Girlfriend's Guide to Homeschooling interviews. So, but anyway, you have a blessed night. Thank you, Tammy. You're great. That was my burning question.
You are most welcome. Call me anytime.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.